First, have you ever cried at work? Maybe you have an overbearing boss, a combative coworker, or a workload that's through the roof. If so, you definitely have company. According to a recent study by the staffing firm AccountTemps, 45% of American workers say they have cried on the job. About the same percentage of bosses say that's okay as long as you don't do it all the time. About a third of workers say crying at work is never okay because people will think you're weak or immature. So to cry or not to cry on the job, and how should bosses and coworkers react? Stacy Nye is a clinical professor and director of the psychology clinic at UW-Milwaukee. Stacy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure, no problem.
Well, this survey of workplaces finds roughly 45% of people, it looks like, say, yeah, I've cried at work at some point. Does that surprise you? It's kind of a lot of people.
No, that doesn't surprise me too much. I think that work can be a stressful place, and it's not unusual for someone to maybe tear up a little bit or feel overwhelmed or frustrated about something that they might cry.
Is there a stigma that attaches to crying at work?
Unfortunately, yes. I think it's viewed as unprofessional amongst most workplaces. Certainly male-dominated workplaces, it's seen as unprofessional, but not just male-dominated, female too.
And speaking of gender, are women more likely to cry at work than men, or is it accepted more for men or women to cry at work?
Well, women are more likely to cry in general, first of all, so it makes sense that they would be more likely to cry at work. And I think it probably depends on the workplace, how it is received. So as I said, in male-dominated workplaces, it's probably frowned upon. Possibly in more female-dominated workplaces, it would be more accepted, but still only on a limited basis. If you're someone who's crying regularly at work, that's seen as unprofessional in general.
Let's pull the camera back from crying in particular and talk about expressing emotion at the workplace. Is it seen as more acceptable to express anger at the workplace, maybe because anger is an emotion associated more with men?
Well, I think you're probably right about that. So I think, but I think it would also depend on how you express your anger. So if you're saying, you know, I'm angry that you did that, Rob, because I wasn't prepared for that, versus, hey, Rob, you know, and getting all yelling in your face and swearing, that's never seen as an okay thing to do, although I know that happens.
So for the person, to the extent we have control over whether we cry in the workplace, are we going to feel better or worse afterward?
So it depends on, again, where you are and who you're with. So if you cry at work and you're with people that are accepting, then you might feel better afterwards. If you cry at work and you're with people who are not accepting and might shame you, then you're going to feel worse. So it's mostly recommended that if you feel like you might cry, to take a breath, calm down, and maybe excuse yourself and go to your office and close the door or go to a bathroom, someplace private where you can cry a little bit. Most people say when they've cried at work, they feel worse.
Worse after?
Yeah.
So why would that be? Just because maybe they've done it in front of people and feel judged because of that?
Yes, absolutely. They feel judged. They feel like it's unprofessional, and they feel like they've lost control. So having control of your emotions is part of the picture here, and so if you have good control, then you maybe would be less likely to not only cry at work, but yell at someone at work, versus if you're someone who doesn't have control and you cry, then you not only feel frustrated and overwhelmed at the work situation, but then you feel disappointed in yourself that you've lost control.
Do you have any advice for someone who finds themselves in this position often? They feel like, hey, I'm more prone to cry than other people seem to be under similar conditions. Are there ways to rein it in, I guess, if they want to, or to hold it off, as you say, till they have that private moment?
I think practicing deep breathing and mindfulness might help. You can do that at your desk all the time, you know, and it's just a good thing to do if you have a stressful job. So, you know, taking some nice deep breaths, and it would be good to practice this ahead of time. If, you know, you can't just expect that if you feel like crying and you the first time ever you do deep breathing that it might help. But so practicing some deep breathing and some calming techniques might help someone in a situation like that.
Talking to Stacy Nye, clinical professor and director of the psychology clinic at UW-Milwaukee, about crying at work. Is there something to be said to someone in management, Stacy? If you're a manager and you say, hey, people seem to be crying in my workplace a lot or running off to cry off-site or something like that, maybe this isn't an individual problem. Maybe there's something we can do to make this a less stressful place.
Well, if someone could realize that all of their employees are crying at work, I would hope that they would take a moment to, you know, have a focus group maybe, or bring everyone together and say, hey, what's going on here that, you know, people seem to be really unhappy. I'm not sure that that happens very often, but I would like to think that that could happen.
I'm not sure how much research there is in this. This poll looked at some of the causes of crying. What are some of the common instances that might lead to this kind of negative emotion at work?
Well, people cry in general for various reasons, not just because they're sad. We cry when we're scared. Sometimes we cry when we're angry, overwhelmed or frustrated or feeling helpless. And I think those are pretty similar experiences at work. I think sadness probably wouldn't come up at work, you'd hope, but often feeling overwhelmed or feeling angry or, you know, feeling frustrated or helpless, dealing with someone else or a situation. So I think those would be the most common instances when people might cry at work. Certainly, if you have a death in the family and you cry, that might be not frowned upon as much, but again, in a very limited way. Most of the things that I read talked about getting your emotions in check, and crying is for your house or your car, not your office.
Now let's step into the shoes of a coworker. Somebody in the office or work site is crying for whatever reason. This is my off-site BFF. They're not a close friend. How can I give a person space? How can we not create that situation of judgment that's going to make things worse?
Well, I would say that if you see a coworker crying, that you might just say, do you need anything? Is there anything that I can do for you right now? And then just kind of take it from there. But you raise a good point. One of the problems with crying at work is people feel that they have to soothe someone who's crying. And so now, again, it becomes an environment that's not very professional, and you're taking care of everybody there. So that can be awkward. It can create some awkward space for people. But certainly I wouldn't just ignore someone crying at work. I would just approach them and a couple words, anything I can do, and then give them space if they say no.
So according to this survey we started off with, this happens common enough that it seems like we should have, I don't know, kind of an etiquette in place. We should know how to deal with this. But it seems like we really don't, do we?
No, we really don't. And I think sometimes we don't know how to deal with it in our personal lives either. I think men are not trained to deal with people who cry, men or women. They have some evidence that testosterone levels lower when men see women cry or see anyone cry. So they feel kind of helpless in those situations and don't know how to react. And I think women feel really torn because women are socialized to relate to other women and other people and take care of them. But now you're in the workplace, and maybe that's not what's expected from you. So I think it's hard to know what to do in those situations.
As we wrap up, let's look at, again, the person who is crying. What do you say to someone who has had that emotional instance at work, cried, feels bad about it, maybe feels embarrassed about it? How do we bounce back there? The person who's cried, yeah.
I would say that person should just move on with their work. I wouldn't apologize necessarily. I wouldn't draw a lot of attention to it. Business as usual. You know, just move on with your work and, you know, be as professional as you can. And I wouldn't draw a lot of attention to the fact that you cried at work.
We'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure. Thank you.
Stacy Nye is a clinical professor and director of the psychology clinic at UW-Milwaukee. We talked with her about a recent survey showing that nearly half of all workers cry on the job.